mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends, to the second hour. Coming up in 30 minutes, we'll be talking to Vicki Karp, expert on election fraud and leading activist here in Texas. And then in the third hour, Bev Harris talking about election fraud and chronicling what really happened in the 04 election and what's coming up. Now we're losing our most basic right in front of our very eyes. Right now we're joined by Dr. Kenneth Chinnett, a Gulf War I vet. And I have the Quad City Times here. We interviewed him a few weeks ago, and he's since been to court. And Homeland Security admits that he didn't threaten anybody, but complaining too much was a problem. So they came out and arrested him. Inspectors from Federal Protective Services, a branch of Homeland Security Department, arrested a Benterdorf chiropractor Friday, accused of making harassing phone calls to the department of Veterans Affairs officials in Des Moines. Kenneth C. Chinnett, 45, remained in the Polk County, Iowa jail late Friday afternoon, charged with third-degree harassment. Although it is a state charge and a misdemeanor, Federal Protective Services, or FPS, personnel were involved because the VA's office is a federal facility, said Special Agent Will Calvey. The FPS provides law enforcement and security services to more than 1 million tenants and daily visitors to all federally owned and leased facilities nationwide. According to the mission statement, FPS focuses directly on the interior security of the nation and the reduction of crimes and potential threats to federal facilities. Calvey said two inspectors from Des Moines had been investigating Chinnett after receiving complaints from the VA office. And it goes on, he had been harassing them over the past 3 years, said Calvey. We were looking at the messages, and while there were no direct threats, the language was abusive. The specific nature of the calls or dispute between Chinnett and the VA were not divulged by FPS officials. And Mr. Chinnett had gone on local radio and complained. He'd called them, and they came out and arrested him. Just one more example of marijuana dealers, people selling Rubik's Cubes at toy stores. They're all getting hit by Homeland Security. People speeding are being charged with federal crimes, being arrested by the feds. And we're about to break, but let's go ahead and bring up Dr. Kenneth C. Chinnett. Dr. Chinnett, you've now been to court. Tell us what's since happened.
Yes, I went up to court on Tuesday and presented myself, and had a couple of people there with me who tried to record the proceedings between me and the attorney objected to the recording unless we had an order signed by a judge for expanded media coverage. I told him this was my secretary. It was not expanded media coverage. Well, he threatened to bring the deputies in if we didn't.
Now, you were in the courtroom at this time?
Well, it wasn't actually the courtroom. It was a courtroom. It wasn't
the prosecutor was trying to get you to plea bargain.
Yes.
Okay, well, understand, I mean, in those proceedings, the judge does have to agree, so I don't want to get off into that all day long,
Interestingly enough, I had called Monday morning the day before and asked what judge this would be before, and I was told by the clerk, in no uncertain terms, this is not before a judge, that this is just between the attorneys, to work out a plea bargain.
Yeah, I understand, but let's specifically talk about what happened to you. Because I'm not surprised that the prosecutor didn't want you to record it.
Right. Well, under the Sunshine Law, we had a right to record it, but because actually the prosecutor didn't even...
We got a break. Dr. Chinnett. All I'm telling you is it's a dead issue. It's not going to go anywhere for you. So I want to hear about what they're trying to do to you when we get back. Please stay with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Chinnett.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was just talking to Dr. Tennant during the break, and again, Homeland Security says in the Quad City Times that he didn't threaten anybody, but he called and complained too much, and, well, he did a local radio interview criticizing the VA and, you know, talking about how he was given all this experimental stuff when he was in Gulf War One and how he doesn't like it. And, well, that's basically harassment, so they've arrested him a few weeks ago, and then they ordered him into court, and then it was a prosecutor trying to make him plea bargain, and then the prosecutor said, I'm taking you before a judge, even though there wasn't a court date that day, because you aren't complying with me. That's completely illegal right there, but they just do it out of hand. It's mainstream now. And but to go over blow by blow what happened to you, sir, with Homeland Security. Again, Homeland Security, this is the type of stuff they're dealing with. Doctor, please tell us about it.
Yeah, well, they showed up at my doorstep with two local police officers banging on my door. You know, to me, it's early in the morning in front of my six-year-old son and my eight-year-old daughter and my wife. And, you know, they just manhandled and arrested me. They took me away. They said they had a warrant. I never seen anything. But when I was up in Des Moines there on Tuesday, I finally got a copy of it, and it was signed by a Judge Jacobs. Who was basically working with a Commander Barry up there in the Des Moines, who is Stephen Famillo, the arresting agent. It's his commander, his supervisor Interestingly enough, I'm looking at the warrant, and it clearly states on here, to any peace officer of the state, that you are commanded forthwith to arrest said defendant and take him before the nearest, most accessible magistrate without unnecessary delay. They took me clear across the state. And then the Stephen Famillo actually signed a return of service where he's certifying that he did bring me before the nearest, most accessible magistrate.
This but nearest to who? Nearest to their office or nearest to where you live? See, that's the difference.
Yeah, well, it's not clearly defined, but you would common sense would tell you that it says here without.
Well, again, that's just the corrupt court systems. I mean, that's just how they operate. The bigger issue is here, Dr. Tennant, is that you're being attacked and focused on for complaining too much, and they admit that.
Yeah.
And I would advise you that when you get into this trial, that you demand a jury, and that you bring up as a big piece of evidence, you put on the stand the Homeland Security officer that arrested you, and you say, did you tell him I didn't harass anyone? I mean, did you tell him that I didn't threaten anyone? You know, you've got this guy to the newspaper, and then you also subpoena and bring in as a witness the reporter, Tori Burchett, of the Quad City Times, and say, did this Homeland Security officer tell you that I did not threaten anyone?
Yeah. Well, the way he's got it written up here, I'm looking at the preliminary complaint, and it says that repeatedly communicated with employees of the Veterans Affairs Department without legitimate purpose in a manner likely to cause annoyance or alarm. I got a letter right here in front of me.
Annoyance! Let me stop you. You annoyed them. Understand this, folks. You annoyed them. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is... It's crazy because I got a letter right here in front of me dated June 18th, 2004, and it's signed by the first victim listed here, Donald Iddings. He happens to be the current director of the VA regional office. If I don't have a legitimate complaint, I mean, why is he sending me mail saying that my case is before their office?
Did you talk to Donald Iddings?
Donald Iddings. I never actually talked to him on the phone. He's refused.
Let me stop you right there. That's another reason to throw this out of court. You have to have the personnel member, so you can face your accuser, specifically put their name on there and have a sworn affidavit for what specific threats you made. Instead, you've got as a witness and as the complainant somebody who you never even talked to. Folks, are you getting how openly criminal all this is?
Yeah.
Now, that is very substantive. You put him on the stand. You put him on the stand, and when he refuses to show up, they got to throw it out, and you say, did I ever talk to you?
Yeah, this is totally incredible. I mean, here on one hand, they're saying I don't have legitimate purpose. On the other hand, he's writing me a letter telling me that my claim is in his office before a decision review officer where it had been for years. And
I want you to go back and read that where they talked about you don't have a legitimate reason to be calling them, that you're annoying.
Okay.
So, folks, Homeland Security doesn't have any terrorists to catch. They've got to go after Dr. Tennant. Go ahead.
Well, this is what it says, and this is in the handwriting of Stephen Famillo, the arresting agent. It says, repeatedly communicated with employees of the U.S. Veterans Affairs Department without legitimate purpose and in a manner likely to cause annoyance or alarm. And it's got as listed as witnesses or victims is Donald Iddings, who's the director, Mitzi Marsh, who is the service center manager, and then there's Thomas Lynch and Alan Dettmeyer, who are both coaches who have been full-time employees for the longest time. Donald Iddings and Mitzi Marsh, they're the people who have just taken these offices recently. They've had numerous directors and numerous...
Well, let me ask you a question.
Managers.
How many of those four people did you talk to?
I've talked to two of them. Thomas
so
and
you've never talked to two of them,
yeah.
But they're signing false affidavits then.
Yeah.
They're complaining that you have threatened them when you've never even talked to them. Or no, they're not even saying you threatened them. You called them too much, and
well,
so...
The way it's written up, it says repeatedly communicated, and that would include...
Oh, how evil.
That would include sending an email, any emails that I got from, like, the National Vaccine Information Center, where they're publishing, you know, they're pointing to credible experts telling you that, hey, these are vaccine-related illnesses, I would forward that.
Well, sir,
anything concerning with...
Sir, the Lansing Journal, the Associated Press, major medical journals have all reported that anthrax shot was deadly.
Right, right, but
they shut the plant.
Hold on.
They shut the plant down.
Yeah.
Bioport, Lansing, Michigan.
Sure.
Now, look, Doctor, I keep jumping in here because I want to keep it focused right on what's important here.
Okay.
Now you're with this prosecutor, and what is he telling you? And then he does take you before a judge, just magically. Tell us about that.
Well, basically, he's wanting me to plea bargain so that they don't have to proceed to court with this here. They don't have anything to proceed. But anyway, because I'm not going for that, because I know that I haven't done anything wrong, so I'm standing my ground. And so he wants to take me before a judge. He finds a judge to take me before, and then he just tells the judge that I am not cooperating.
Well, let me stop you. Not cooperating is not giving up your right to say you're innocent. What did the prosecutor offer you?
Well, I didn't even allow him to go that far. I just objected to everything he had to basically say in this case, because of the fact that they are in default. They haven't shown me any evidence that they have jurisdiction in this matter.
They got false affidavits. They got everything you need. And they've got the head Homeland Security officer that arrested you saying you threaten no one. Pure gold.
Pure gold
in the newspaper. Then he took you before the judge. Tell us about that.
Well, I haven't entered a plea yet. I've told the judge, and I've told him before, I don't understand the charge. It's not clear at all what the charge is. They haven't shown me anything. And so the judge is trying to trip me up and get me under her jurisdiction, the jurisdiction of the court, asking me if I'm the defendant.
So you didn't even enter in as the defendant to move with a motion to dismiss. You still just held it up, but you're telling me the judge went ahead and set a court date,
yes,
despite the fact and that there's no plea entered.
Correct. And anything
you need to put in a judicial complaint on that judge. That is not, forget not proper procedure. That's ridiculous.
I know. This is ludicrous. This is just unbelievable.
Can you say judicial complaint?
Pardon?
Can you say judicial complaint?
Did I say?
No, because you can put a judicial complaint in on that judge.
Oh, yes. That should all... Yeah, I agree.
Okay, tell me about this kangaroo court. This sniveling... tell us the name of the sniveling prosecutor.
You know, interestingly enough, the prosecutor at first refused to give his name when we asked what his name was while we were recording it, and we have it on record, where he says, well, I won't give you my name at this time. It's not appropriate, and I want you to turn that recorder off or I'll...
Okay,
I'll
so after you did, what did he say?
He asked us to leave the room so that he could open the file and read it. He hadn't had time to even look at the file.
Okay, and then you came back in. Did he tell you his name?
No, not at that time.
Did he ever tell you his name?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
What's his
Eventually,
name?
Eventually he told us his name was Mr. Olu.
So his name is Mr. Olu?
Yes.
Did he ever tell you his first name?
I don't believe I got his first name.
Oh, sounds like a free country.
Yeah.
Secret officers. Okay, then you argue with him. He then says, okay, I'm taking you before the judge. What happened?
Well, basically, the judge just pretty much rode roughshod over us, didn't want to hear any of our objections, didn't want to listen to the fact that I've said in the past, I don't understand the charge. I don't wish to contract with anyone in the court. I don't agree with
any
of the
actions. And then she said she thought you might be incompetent.
Yeah, at one point in time, she asked I think this was just a ploy to trip me up to act. To get me to say I understand something when, you know, their meaning of understanding is probably more in line with do I agree with what they're saying, and I don't. So I didn't want to say that I understood what they were talking about because I didn't want them to misconstrue.
Okay, and then the judge, what's the judge's name?
The judge was Carol Coppola.
Carol Coppola, and then she set a date.
She set a date, February 7th, 10 a.m., room 104.
And then there's not even a plea entered here.
Not even a plea, but I'm all set for trial.
All right, doctor, stay there. We'll come back and go over this. You're starting to figure out the new America, folks, and it's happening everywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used Hemtab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered Hemtab online, and soon after taking Hemtab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, Hemtab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. Hemtab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling Hemtab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit Hemtab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or Hemtab.com.
Hemtab, the effective alternative.
If I sound irritated, it's not with Dr. Tennant. I'm just so angry, and we only have 30 minutes to cover this, just a few minutes left of that 30 minutes, to chronicle how corrupt these courts are. And you know, this is all admitted. He didn't threaten anybody. He sued them over benefits, and he called too much, and he emailed them too much, and it says it. And then people who he didn't even talk to, who he didn't even correspond with, the director of the big facility, is signing on to the complaint. And they want to put this guy in jail, this veteran, with no criminal record, for no reason. They have no conscience. And then you get before the judge, look, when you go to this trial, you can keep trying to not enter a plea or whatever, and she's just going to do it for you, and then she's going to judge you right there. You might have a strategy of demanding a jury trial, and then putting on a case before the jury, going, okay, here's the newspaper where they say I didn't threaten anybody. Here's a correspondence from the people to me saying that I am in a case with them. Do you want me to go to jail for being given a poisonous vaccine? Here's mainstream news articles saying the vaccine. And basically, I don't think there's any jury out there that'll convict you, Dr. Deagle. But who knows what's going to happen with this judge. But I hope you put in a judicial complaint on this judge. Anything else, Doctor?
Well, I just want to comment on the degree of dishonesty within these federal agencies is just insane.
I hear you, Dr. Tennant. So when you're up before this judge, how is she behaving?
Well, she seemed to be, as far as judges go, she had a good demeanor about herself. But, I mean, she was very cautious and in retrospect, it seemed like she was trying to trip me up and she maintained, she didn't display any ill temperament.
Just coldly executing the downfall of America.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this. We just had a veteran who works at the network walk in and go, man, Alex, during the break, this is scary. I mean, if I call and complain to the VA, will I get arrested by Homeland Security?
Well, that's what they're doing now. The Department of Veterans Affairs is using Homeland Security as a tool to intimidate veterans into silence.
Well, it hasn't worked. You've been all over talk radio. You've been in the newspaper. I don't think they're getting what they wanted out of this, are they?
That goes along the lines of military intelligence. It's an oxymoron.
Well, so coming up in February, hope people will be there for the trial. And are you just going to go in and keep denying that she has jurisdiction over you? Because she clearly doesn't. They are trying to trick you into going along with it. They do this.
I guess they're going to proceed with their rough shot, and they're going to go ahead and try to put this on trial. And because I don't think that I could ask the courts to do anything as far as demanding a trial by jury or anything like that, because if I do, then I'm stepping off and giving them jurisdiction over me.
Yeah, but I know people are giving you advice, but that's one avenue of advice. The problem is these people don't even follow their own rules.
That's it.
I mean, here's Kelly Rushing, one of our listeners, gave a Ron Paul speech, 45-minute neocon speech, and one of my videos to a state trooper in Kentucky. And he came and arrested him and bragged and said, I'm arresting you for giving me the both those videos. And the judge said, you're not allowed to give videos of congressmen or anybody else to police. These are anti-government. And they charged him. They wanted to put him in jail for 3 years. And he got a jury trial, and the jury found him not guilty. And the judge and others actually threw fits. But, I mean, they would love to put a good man like Kelly Rushing, no criminal record, well-known in the community, and they'd love to ruin his life for giving somebody a video of a congressman. This is the mindset of these people. They could care less. They're put there to put people in prison to make widgets for the drug dealers that own the prisons. The drug dealing cartels own the prisons. The drug dealers own the courts, the New World Order, and then they want slaves for their slave camps. So I don't know what strategy you should pick up, but if she just goes ahead and starts entering a plea for you, you can wait and watch it and then resist it and say, no, I do not accept that plea. Because, I mean, she'll just sit there and go, okay, I give you the plea of guilty, and okay, you're guilty.
They haven't even explained the charge. They haven't offered me the assistance of counsel. They haven't done anything in accordance with rules, regulations, laws.
Well, you don't want their assistance of counsel.
Pardon?
You don't want their assistance of counsel.
No, I don't want their assistance of counsel, but they haven't even offered me anything along those lines.
Yeah, because they're used to just totally ignorant people that just walk in and go, yes, my lord.
Exactly.
Hey, doctor, I want to thank you for coming on. We'll have you back on as this develops. God bless.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. You're a great American. Did absolutely nothing. They admit it in the newspaper. Want to put him in prison.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
We're going to be going to a good friend of mine, Vicki Karp, here in just a few minutes. And I know that John and Pam and David and William and Don, I know you're all holding. I'll get to your calls. There is so much news here that we need to cover. Just briefly, I've made 11 films. I've written a book. I've published a book. I carry a bunch of other great videos and books on Infowars.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.com. And when you get the videos, they authorize you to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes, so you can get one copy and make 50 copies or 5 copies, whatever your heart desires, and get them out to people. And the videos have a big effect on unlocking individuals' minds. The globalists and their media whores have to reapply their lies over and over again on a daily basis, and they have to cover up new lies for old. But with the truth, once you unlock a mind, then they see the paradigm for themselves, and then all the propaganda in the world can't affect them. That's why getting the videos is so important. Of course, for 15 cents a day, you can watch all 11 of my films, both my books, a bunch of other weekly TV reports, dozens of other great documentaries for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv if you're online. But if you're not online, or if you want a hard copy, you can go to Infowars.com and go to the shopping cart and watch clips of the films and read about them and look at the different specials we're offering and order them and give them as gifts. And we have slashed prices on the videos upwards of 70%. Some of the videos, some of our newest videos, are only $5.95 with some of the specials. $5.95 to get these videos, some of the new films. Be sure and call to ask about the specials. We don't have specials on all of them. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order. You can call and ask questions. No obligation to get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. And, of course, you can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. An example is you buy one copy of American Dictators for $19.95. Each additional copy of my newest film is then $5.95. If you get DVDs, $9.95 it's VHS because those cost a lot more. No excuse not to take action and educate. And instead of fighting the crowds for your Christmas shopping, why not just give them the gift of unlocking their minds? Or, I guess, give them a $20 fruitcake. That'll be better. Let's go to Vicki Karp, who a few years ago got involved exposing the electronic voting machine systems and is going to be leading a big demonstration at the Texas Capitol in downtown Austin, right in front of it on the south side of the Capitol, coming up this Sunday at high noon, and I'm going to be one of the speakers. Vicki, it's good to have you up with us.
Well, thank you so much, Alex, for having me.
You bet. Kind of at a thumbnail, tell us about yourself, how you got involved, the testament to individuals having a great effect in the few years you've been involved, all the media coverage, all the exposés, and then tell us about this demonstration that's coming up.
Okay, well, I have you to thank because I was listening to your show when I heard you interviewing Bev Harris. It was last July 2003 about, she had just discovered the Diebold software and that you could hack these electronic voting machines in a matter of, I think she had it 10 minutes, now it's down to 30 seconds. You can hack in and change the vote tally. And I was so amazed and shocked. I started researching myself and found out that, you know, everything she was saying was true. I met her, I called her, I met her on the phone. We've gotten to be friends. Now I'm on her board of directors of her nonprofit, and I just support her work in any way I can, and I've become a local spokesperson against electronic voting here in Austin as well. And I just felt that all other issues really tied back into the voting issue, Alex, and it doesn't seem to matter what side of an issue anybody stands on. If you think you can vote an official out who doesn't agree with you and the machines are hacked, well, you can't do anything. You're powerless. So I just decided to devote my time as an activist to this particular issue.
Well, also, Vicki, we've caught big companies engaging in fraud from California to Tennessee. We've caught them with convicted felons as vice presidents, convicted felons for computer crimes, running elections in California. We've had engineers quit and say, this thing is totally easy to manipulate. We have the company saying, you can't look at our software or what we're doing or have a record of how you voted. Because we're a private proprietary company, yeah, but you're in the public trust. So where there's smoke, there's fire. We've caught them. We know fraud's going on. We know where people are going to lose in the polls, but they're the establishment candidate. They win with the machines, in some cases, like Senator Hagel, who owns his own machines in Nebraska. But now we see a new type of politician where, 90-plus percent of you are against toll roads? Vote us out. Ha, ha, ha. You know, you're against a national ID card. Vote us out. Ha, ha, ha. You're against forced psychological testing. Vote us out. Now we really see the tyranny coinciding with these machines now in place in 35% of the country, enough to swing in any direction.
Yep.
Clearly, folks, this is one of the, if not the, central issues in the stones that adorn the crown of issues. And, Vicki, we're going down the tubes fast if we don't stop this. How do we get these machines removed?
Well, you know, I wish I had one answer for that, Alex, but I think that in the end it's going to come down to individual citizens who get so pissed off that they try to do something, the sort of actions that Bev Harris has been doing, going into county election officials' offices with public information requests, to get the records from elections and seeing, you know, exposing what's going on. And it's going to take a massive grassroots organization, not not one organization of one group, but individuals throughout the country. That's what I really think it's going to take. I believe that she's on the right track. I was doing similar type of monitoring here on Election Day, and of course, I wasn't able to turn up anything obvious with our heart machines here in Texas or in Travis County.
Because there's no way to look at them.
Well, in our case, I think, I don't know. Without the paper ballot, which is, of course, the biggest problem, you really can't tell unless there's something blindingly obvious going on. You can't tell if fraud has taken place. But
we have a massive conflict of interest in Austin.
Absolutely.
Tell the listeners, Vicki, about Michael McCaul.
Well, Michael McCaul, I think, is a son-in-law. Maybe you can help me with this relationship.
Son-in-law, Lowry Mays, the owner of Clear Channel, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, the ownership ties go back to Clear Channel with Hart Inner Civic. And Hart Inner Civic, even though they don't have modems on their voting machines, which makes them a slight bit better than the Diebold, Sequoia, and ES&S machines, they can still be hacked from inside. There's no way to tell if that's happening or not.
Yeah, you simply pre-program it.
That's right. And one thing I wanted to mention, because I only found out about this about 2 or 3 months ago after working on it for a year and a half, the optical scan counting machines that count paper ballots, a large number of those are manufactured by the Diebold company.
And it still gets fed through a computer.
Exactly. So the same software program, the same what they call the central tabulator software that counts the votes on the Diebold touchscreen machines, which have made the news, you know, they're more famous in the news for their touchscreens, but it's actually the same exact hack can occur with optical scan counters that they manufacture.
And so even when you have a recount, they just feed them back to the same machines again.
That's why the only type of recount that does any good is a hand recount. But that's only if there hasn't been time to manipulate the ballots in between the time the recount was requested and the time the recount takes place. I'm afraid in Ohio, although I'm really applauding the efforts of the Green Party and Libertarian Michael Bednarik to get that recount going, I'm afraid that their Secretary of State up there, Kenneth Blackwell, has so successfully dragged out this process before that he would allow it to begin, that by now, no telling which ballots will really be hand counted. The original ones, I really doubt it.
Well, let me go back to Michael McCaul.
Michael McCaul,
Janet Reno's personal lawyer, anti-gun, anti-freedom, neocon. I'm sure you love him, so-called conservatives. This guy, the cover-up artist for Waco, for communist Chinese agents, the guy's way down in the polls. But Lowry Mays, the owner of Clear Channel that controls and predominantly owns Hart Inner Civics that makes the machines we have in the three counties that his district is in, he is also the number one contributor to his son-in-law. And so they own the machines. They're his biggest campaign contributor. And he's married into the family. And then magically he wins. And the Republican leadership, of course, also comes out for him instead of real conservatives. So, again, and there's examples of this all over the country where they own their own machines, Vicki.
Right. That's right. So, you know, the kind of monitoring that can make a difference. I mean, I was giving an example of what I did, which I didn't turn up anything in my case. However, what an individual citizen can do through a public records request is to request from an election official the individual precinct totals for a county. And then they can get the central tabulator results, which shows the grand total, and add up the individual precinct totals and see if they actually match.
And a lot of times they're sloppy. I mean, there were scores of counties this year where you'd have 50,000 vote and only 15,000 registered voters, or 30,000 vote and 18,000 registered voters. Masses of that. One of their favorite tricks is flipping. They know who's really going to win from polls, and so they just flip and give your victory to the establishment candidate.
There are so many. I have files that are inches thick. I've started a new file just since the election, Alex. It's about 2 inches thick now of examples of problems that have turned up all around the country. Bev was telling me, I know she's going to be on at 1, and she'll have some exciting information for you. But she was telling me last night in a conversation that there were 90,000 ballots in Ohio that didn't even show a vote for president at all. Now, why did that happen? Let alone 100,000 voters who were purged out of the voting database in Ohio.
And then on top of it, it wasn't 178,000 challenge provisional ballots, it was hundreds of thousands more, and almost all of those were Democrats. But Kerry, he didn't want those counted because he took a dive.
I'll tell you, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised. I know he's skull and bones. I was just hoping he might fight a bigger fight than he did and at least do a better job of pretending he was being the opposition. But
well,
I was,
see, Vicki, that's what
really
they do.
Disappointed in how he handled that with his concession the next day. Where were his teams of tens of thousands of attorneys who were supposed to be investigating any possibilities of vote fraud? I never heard another thing about them. I understand that some of his contributors are kind of upset because they donated money to make sure that every vote would be counted and that he would fight the good fight, but he certainly hasn't done that.
Yeah, $300 million from $100-sized donations, never before been done. The poor grassroots thought he was... But people ask me, well, if they've got election fraud with the machines, why do they need to have Kerry staging? Because you have to have the fall guy not challenge the fraudulent results, because he's a fall guy, he's a ringer, he's going to lay down, but still the people are going to go vote, you understand? So they have to have it set as a fraud at every level. And clearly he won Ohio, clearly he won New Mexico, and I'm not a Democrat, folks. I'm reporting the facts here. So
I believe that's probably right, yeah.
It's amazing, Vicki.
You probably aware, you probably hear the details, but Bev turned up some interesting evidence in a Democratic county in Florida, in Volusia County, and some people who have been tracking the story already know about it, but having done a Freedom of Information Act request and not having received all the precinct totals, she and Kathleen Wynn and Andy Stevenson went to that county election office to ask for the missing precinct totals. And they were told to wait while they generated some fake copies, apparently, because while they were standing there, somebody took a trash bag out the back door, and one of her helpers, Andy or Kathleen, went back and retrieved that trash bag, found real precinct totals there that had been signed by the election officials that were working at those polling places. Each precinct take that they had received had five or six signatures of election officials on it.
And again, there are hundreds of such cases in the last few elections that are in major papers but never on the big nightly news, so it's always regional news. They're so sloppy, they don't even shred it. They just go throw it in trash cans.
Well, you know what? It's because no one's ever been checking on them before, and that's why we need... Bev Harris can't do this by herself.
But the mainstream media...
She's only one person. We need everybody out there who gives a damn about the vote to find out, you know, the process and get out there and start doing this themselves. I really think that's the only thing that's going to make a difference.
Well, Vicki Karp, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is a central issue. People need to start getting involved. But it's also the mainstream media. By the time it gets in the news, or say the Statesman here in Austin, it's, oh, there's some problems. People are upset about problems. No, we're upset about admitted fraud, folks, all over the country. And a good place to network and get involved is this Sunday, high noon, south side of the Capitol, where we're going to be having a rally. And you should have these rallies all over the country. And if somebody isn't putting it on, you give your own group a name. You and 10 of your friends call the media, send out press releases, get on talk radio locally, call up the station, get on, say meet us this Sunday, you know, in a few weeks from now, and go down and have your own rally at your courthouse or your Capitol. I mean, stop playing games, folks. If you want freedom, you've got to raise the consciousness level about this, Vicki. I mean, with people like Vicki who took action. You've got to be a trailblazer like she is. Vicki, tell us about this rally that's coming up Sunday.
Well, it's actually called the 51 Capitol March, a nationwide protest against the stolen election is what the theme is. The theme of it is. And it was an individual named Chip Marshall from Houston, Texas, who has been tracking this issue, and he just decided that he needed to take it upon himself before the Electoral College met on Monday, December 13th, to organize a national march, you know, hopefully in every one of the capitals and Washington, D.C., which is, you know, the name 51 Capitol. So he started it and then created a website for it, and my friend Karen Rennick and Abby Delosier, both of them who have been real active here locally. Abby's been putting on press conferences on this issue for a while. I've been helping her. We just got on the website and found this guy's name and a couple other people from Houston.
Well, let me just say this.
We teamed up with them.
again, they may steal these elections, but we have to stand up and say, we know what you did, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, fraud is fraud, and we've got to expose this, or it's over, America, and I want to see you out there this Sunday at the Texas State Capitol, high noon. I'll be giving a speech. Many others will be giving speeches. And, Vicki, that it sounds to me like what you're saying is there's other rallies going on simultaneously around the country. Are there websites to find that?
The www.51capitalmarch, all one word. And you can plug into that and see what's going on in your state. We're trying to get 51 of them going.
So type that in Google and you'll find it?
Yes.
So
yes,
I would imagine
we're really honored that you're going to be one of our speakers, Alex. Really appreciate it.
Vicki, do you have a website yet?
No.
Hey, how about...
actually, I do. I mean, I'm the national chairperson for the Coalition for Visible Ballot.
No, I understand that, but we need to get you a local news site. We'll probably get you somebody to do that. Thanks for joining us, Vicki.
Thank you, Alex.
See you this Sunday.
See you Sunday. Okay.
We'll be right back. Your call's coming up.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You wonder why government's getting so arrogant? Because they're taking your right to vote away, people. And the establishment will hand power back and forth between the Republicans and Democrats. It's amazing. I just hope the Democrats, when, you know, they're stealing elections, I hope they'll stand up, you know, when Republicans really win. But, I mean, this is what's happening. Let's go to your calls. I want to thank you for holding. John in Texas, then Pam and others. John, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I seen 700 Club today, and they had a
pretty good news segment on microchipping. Basically, they were saying that's the thing of the future. It's coming.
Did they say it was good or bad?
They're sort of lukewarm. I thought at the end of the program that Gordon Robinson would condemn it, but he said, well, they're probably just going to bring it on. It's like the driver's license and everything else. Just, you know, you don't have to have it, but life would be a lot easier if you do have it.
They didn't call it Mark of the Beast, nothing.
Oh, I thought he was going to say, oh, this is the Mark of the Beast, this is evil, don't take it, but he didn't say anything.
Hey, I got a tape somewhere around here. I played it on TV once. I got thousands of tapes, folks, of Pat Robertson saying it's not the Mark of the Beast. I mean, folks, he wrote books saying it was the Mark of the Beast 10, 12 years ago. See, they're all shifting because they came after his TV network to take his tax exemption. And boy, when Clinton did that in the mid-90s, that whole operation changed.
Yeah, he wrote a book called The New World Order, and he pretty much laid out everything that we talk about, but then all of a sudden they must have threatened him or bought him off because he jumped right into bed with him.
Well, it isn't must have, they did. They came after, the guy owns like 20-something TV channels on cable, and they went after his holdings, and boy, he turned around. I mean, I saw the 180. It was instant. So, and Jay Sekulow and all of them, man, it's disgusting.
Well, I think they're going to rerun that program tonight on the Family Channel at 10 o'clock if anybody wanted to tape record it. I'm going to record it because that's more ammunition in my video library to say that, hey, it exists. Here it is, Ray. This is the Family, this is 700 Club thing.
It exists. I've had the CEOs on. Good points. Hope somebody tapes it and sends it to me. This is at 10 o'clock. I'll be doing another radio interview, then doing video editing from 11 to 2 in the morning on a new film, and then I'm going to get up bright and early and do another interview. Never stop in the fight. Pam in Indiana. Pam, thanks for holding. Hello, Pam.
I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Okay. I just have a question. I know it's probably going to sound off or kind of stupid and everything, but I don't get your radio show here, and I really can't get on the computer and everything because it keeps kicking me off, and I really don't know a lot about what's going on.
Where are you going online to get on the stream?
InfoWars.
You know, the problem is I found out one of our links is bad there. It goes to the same stream, and the stream fills up. In fact, I'm glad you mentioned that. We need to get go to GCNlive.com and find the second stream for me, and you can find other streams there.
Okay. And maybe I can listen to you there, because I'm in Indiana, and I don't get your radio
show. Yeah, I need the network to call my webmaster and tell her which stream I'm on day and night. There's another stream, and tell us which one to link to. So there I am talking to the network through the airwaves. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just kind of curious and everything. I mean, I'm kind of new to, I mean, like, listening to you and hearing about all this stuff, because I'm one of the ones, I suppose, that are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. But, like, we have your videos and we make copies and we give them to people and everything. But I'm just kind of curious on how many people there are, like, patriotic people and everything. I mean, you're obviously very busy. And, I mean, if things are if we're actually going to be able to beat this.
I know this. If we weren't doing this, it'd be a lot worse. And yes,
yeah.
We're gonna. Yes, evil always falls.
Okay.
Will it crush us in the process? Well, that's going to happen either way. So our best chance is fighting it. But look, duty is mine, and consequences are God's, as George Washington said. And so I got a duty to fight evil, even if I'm going to lose.
Well, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be.
No,
doing
I know.
This.
I know what you're saying. Stay there. We'll talk more about it. Hello, folks.